Thank you so much. Good evening to all of you here live on the broadcast through BBS Radio online. Today is February the 15th, 2017. My name is Heinz Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. And tonight, on the Wednesday evening, we have an episode of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers. You can submit questions per email to win, and they will be looked at least, and maybe asked. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hello, John. Welcome to the call.
Well, hi.
And I believe somebody else was here earlier already. Who's that?
Cecil Sea Serpent from Seattle.
Hello, Cecil. Good evening to you, my friend.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy.
A little late, but...
But never too late. All right. Let's see, we are 6 minutes away from the hour, and we are early on here online through BBS. Thank you for being here.
Well, we got typical Seattle weather going on outside, raining like crazy.
Oh, yeah, lots of rain.
Lots of rain today.
All right. We are gonna. It's gonna start raining here tonight, and also for we're gonna have three storms in a row. Three rainstorms throughout into the middle of next week.
You guys down there could probably use it.
We can use it, except right now we had the issue with Lake Oroville, the dam spill.
Oh yeah.
And so they're kind of, you know, they're working hard on it, but it seems to be under control. But you don't know, you know, what's gonna happen if we're gonna have a lot of rainfall and. It might go into the overspill, but then they also performed repairs on the overspill, so I think things will be all right.
I hope to get that under control. That's a dangerous situation.
Yes.
Always seems like that there's too much in one place and not enough in another.
Yeah.
If you get some of that over in the drought areas, it would be nice.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have snow where you are at, right? You do probably too high up there.
No snow. We had some a week or two ago. It lasted for several days.
Yeah.
So cold that it didn't melt.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was only about 3 inches, but that's okay. Around a long time because of the freezing weather. We don't get a lot of snow up here.
That's good.
Which is okay by me.
Yeah. It's fun to see, you know, once a year maybe, but that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks nice, but not nice for getting out and driving in.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to walk in it. Nice part about being up in this part of the country is it's pretty mild. We don't get very much freezing weather, and we don't get it real hot.
Mm-hmm.
I like it here.
Yeah. No extremes. My father-in-law has been trying to get me so often over to live in Chicago, but that is extreme heat, extreme cold. I don't care for it.
Yeah, I don't think Chicago is a good place to be.
All right, Vin got the email out a few minutes ago, so we will have more people joining here shortly. And good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heinz. It's Cleo from Connecticut.
Hello to you, Cleo, and welcome to the call.
Thank you so much.
All right. This song is called Sleep. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Excuse me. This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how are you, everybody?
Hello, Don. Good evening. Welcome.
Thanks.
The next person, please say your name and location.
Hey, hi. This is Don in Superior, Wisconsin.
Hello, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good to have you again.
They bring about...
Good to be here.
Hello, good evening. The next caller, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yes,
hi,
hi,
it's Prudence.
I hear Prudence. Prudy, good evening.
Prudy, yeah, I'm in Florida.
And I hear Prudy at the... Gail, good evening, Gail.
Hi.
And,
hi.
And Jane.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, thank you.
Who else? Please say your name and location.
In Sacramento.
Welcome to the call. And I heard another lady's voice, but it's kind of like a crackly sound.
Maybe it was me, Pat, in Sacramento.
In Sacramento. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And who else joined in? Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. Thank you for being here. The next caller, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, everyone. It's Eric in Santa Fe.
Hello, Eric. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Deb in Oregon.
I hear Deb. Hello, Deb. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hello.
And I heard a gentleman.
Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda. How are you?
Pretty good, you?
Good.
You
more people join in. Welcome.
You
we have a chance. Please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys.
And Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry from Dallas.
Hello.
Who else? Please say your name and location.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Hello to you, Ron. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, guys.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
It's Suzanne in Columbus.
Hello to you, Suzanne. Welcome.
Thanks, hi.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your location. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
All right. More people have joined in. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location. All right. And let's see. We are 6:02, waiting for the man of the hour, Mr. Winfrey. Terry, do you know about his whereabouts? Terry might be muted.
He's coming in.
Okay, no, fantastic. No helicopter yet. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Good evening to you, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Good Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Helen from Virginia.
Good evening to you, Helen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And to all those who are listening into BBS Radio Online, thank you very much for participating with this. No, in the announcement email, you see the email address. If you have questions that you want to submit, please do so per email. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And as we are still waiting to become present on the show, then
yeah,
we can start off. Who's this?
Rick Iowa City.
Hello, Rick. Welcome to the call.
Yeah, hi.
Being here. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle again. My phone dropped off.
Welcome back, Michelle.
Thanks.
Did BBS Radio start yet or what?
So we are live on BBS Radio.
Okay.
As we all probably know, we do have our most popular call on Sunday morning California time. That is 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 2-hour call. And on Monday evening, the same as on Wednesday evening, same time. Evening with random topics. And here is the helicopter. Is the weather clear in Sedona, Terry?
Yes, Terry. It's very, very interesting because during the film festival every year, they don't have kinetics. Before and after, they have chemtrails.
Good evening, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Hi there.
Glad you made it.
Well, thank you. Is Terry here?
Yep.
Hi, this is Heis. Would you like to give your name and number? I mean, your name and city.
All right, so we have the dings are off. You want me to mute the lines, Wynn?
Yeah.
All right.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is February 15th, 2017, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this evening's the night that you have submitted questions and we're going to ask questions to these sources that say they can look at things from a higher dimension, see things in a wider spectrum, and actually tune into you right over the vibes of this line and answer questions. The one thing I keep meaning to say at the beginning of the calls, and a lot of people talk about health and health issues. One of the things that everyone should remember to do is drink a lot of water. Water is the cheapest thing you can do for health. And if you're not drinking like 6 to 8 glasses a day, you might try it. Force yourself for a while and see what happens, okay? And you can look that up on the internet, but it's just a reminder, okay? It's just like we go through our busyness and don't do it, and try it.
And I remember our sources recommending purified water as a good one.
Purified water, yeah, of course, yeah. So Joey, we are not ready, so we can start, right?
Okay. Yep.
All right. So we do a little invocation, and this brings in a protective energy. We on the line are creating what I call a group energy affiliation, and that creates signal that moves into the higher realms that makes it possible for our sources to pick us up. And it also creates protective energy, because to get into the higher realms, you have to go through lower realms, or you can go through lower realms, in which case there are negative things in lower realms that can kind of intrude. So we ask for a protective energy. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, operating in the Christed energy, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. All is one, and all is unique. We meet with you this Wednesday and are delighted to be available to those of you who wish to make connection.
Please, Mike, closer.
Pardon?
Please put your microphone closer.
It's pretty close.
That's very good, thank you.
Okay. We are delighted to meet with you for each and every person who wishes to make contact. We do not come through the telephone line. We come directly to you. At first, when we started coming in, we tried to go through the telephone line, but this was a bunch of condensers and equipment and lead in a maze, and we quickly learned to come directly to you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question is from Jim Blayhut in Medford, New Jersey. And he says he has been feeling contracted lately and even a bit depressed. I notice this pattern from time to time. Is there a cause? What is the cause? Is there something I can do to move through it quicker, or do I just have to wait it out?
Thank you. There is always a course. And if you go into yourself and you take a look at what areas of yourself there is depression, is it an area, a location within the body, and then send energy to that area. Take a look and see what the depression consists of. What triggered it? What happened just before it started? What are the thoughts that are going on within it? Is there an area that you wish was going better? And it is hard to take a look at it not going better. And there is a time of day, perhaps, where this is happening. If you are very sensitive to the area and to the thoughts that occur during that feeling, you will begin to get clues as to what it is that is resulting in the depression. Something you wish were going better or different or changed, just take a look because the answer is there.
You know, if I may add something to his question, because I talked to him earlier. One of the things that he's going through is that he's been coming to our calls, and it seems like he wants his life to be more relevant. And the things that he's gotten involved with that are keeping him engaged and keep is that he has a lot of responsibility over his head. He is kind of resisting those things. And perhaps you could comment on that, because when people have responsibilities, they can't just jump and do something new, or they put their family's security in jeopardy. So how does one approach a situation like that?
Yes, living in the third dimension, in the third density world, has commitments towards making the life work, financial, family, commitments, shelter, to food, and it is very rare that a person gets away from that and is able to get all that handled and to move into the type of growth or life or learning experience that one wishes to catapult into. Taking a look at an area of depression can tie it in with what the depression is related to, and earning a living, having the responsibility for the business, for the family, for the money situation can be discouraging, as it looks like one is not moving as fast as one would like, or that one is in the money trap. But taking a look and seeing what the depression is tied to can be helpful.
Thank you. For Chris Blair in Tennessee, and he's asking a rather strange question. He's asking about, he believes he's connected with ETs in some way, and even with some unknown programs. And this question is about, can you tell me anything about my ET DNA and my ET lives and lineages?
Once one gets into the earth plane, one can have a part existence where they are no longer doing space travel or migrating from planet to planet, as Earth is quarantined and the individuals aren't allowed to view the greater perspective, the greater family of existence. So one loses connection with the greater family, but the greater aliens, the greater Earth, the greater planetary systems are there and still function. There's space travel between planets in some regards. In a sense, we should you miss the freedom of the traveler. The DNA in Earth people has been worked on. Individuals have different blood types, different inheritances, different backgrounds. And it is coming together here as a melting pot of people that we have many growth experiences. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, when we talk about a veil and a quarantine on Earth, we have the understanding that there are, in fact, ETs embodied on our planet, mostly with negative intent. Why is it those ETs have been able to get through the quarantine?
Thank you. Many of them do not have negative intent. There are ETs that are working to integrate, to be part of a benefit to society. How did they get through the quarantine? There are some agreements between the government and between alien representatives that allow a certain amount of correspondence, a certain amount of contact. Within the sphere of an individual who is seeking to, with his little group, to establish a lifetime in the Earth sphere.
Is that the end of the answer?
Yes, we could say more.
Okay, that's an interesting topic. Go ahead.
Contact was initiated. Alien groups have been visiting for thousands of years. Contact was made and initiated with the government and allowed a certain amount of contact and certain number of abductions to occur, and sometimes as a result of this, aliens or hybrids can establish a lifetime in the Earth plane.
Now, usually they don't know they're hybrids, do they?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they look having striking features might look at them and say they look different, but yet they look the same.
Now, if there's a hybrid body, is there an alien soul in that body, or is there an Earth soul in that body?
It can be either. It may be an alien soul that has come here for an experience.
Mm-hmm. But it would not likely be a mix in this situation, right?
You would have an individual that would have had experiences in an alien realm and experiences then starting in a certain density.
I see. Okay, thank you. Next question is from Rich Buckley in Livermore, California. My research into the healing abilities of the subconscious makes me wonder that the subconscious is a linked extension of the infinite intelligence. It seems to administer healing at a cellular level. It seems aware of life's true purpose. It seems not to be ego. It does not fear death. It seems to know consciousness is eternal. First of all, before I ask his questions, would you comment on his initial premise about the subconscious?
Could you give the premise?
Well, he's saying that the subconscious is a linked extension of infinite intelligence. It seems to administer healing at a cellular level. It seems aware of life's true purpose. It seems not to be ego. It does not fear death. It seems to know consciousness is eternal.
Thank you. Each individual is a spark of God, is a part of the One, is a condensation of the one intelligence. So there is a strong connection, a strong identity existing with the one. The subconscious cuts through the social complex, the patterns taken on, the things that were taken on that really are not part of the core individual. And so it is true that the subconscious we see contradictions in some of the ways of some people's subconscious has been put together. The subconscious is more an expression of the core of the individual who is very close to God. That is our answer.
Okay. We haven't come to the questions yet, but is the subconscious necessarily service to self, service to others, or is that out of the conscious?
Thank you. Service to self and service to others is more of the connection between the individual and the other people in his life. The subconscious is closer to the truth of the individual, of his true beliefs, of his true intentions. Sometimes the individual covers up faults, intentions in his connection with others through his voice, through his mannerisms. But the core individual and his own truth is there. It can be that the individual is service to self, and that would be expressed within his own subconscious. However, the subconscious can even at times be critical of the service to others aspect of the individual and his actions.
Is there any relationship between the subconscious and the soul?
The subconscious is more an expression of the soul, an expression of how the individual really is thinking.
Okay, Let me ask Rich's two questions. One is the subconscious a temporary tool resident in us or a permanent aspect of our higher mind?
It is more a permanent aspect, although by permanent, we do not mean fixed and unchanging, but it is closer to the core of the soul of the individual.
Okay. The second, does the subconscious communicate with other subconsciousnesses as part of the human collective?
Yes. Yes, it does. And often this is expressed in something called reverse speech, where as the individual speaks in his forward speech, and then you play the speech backwards, you can hear words forward in the backward speech. And these tend to represent the truth that the individual is feeling. And this can be played back and forth between the individuals who are talking. They can have a whole conversation in their backward speech when it's played forward that goes from person one to person two, back to person one, back to person two, and it's like a conversation occurring, but it is in their backward speech, and sometimes it's very revealing to see what they are saying to each other. That is why sometimes you may meet an official that you don't really care for because they are revealing things in their backward speech. You are picking it up and it isn't consistent with their forward speech. And you are picking up things about them that they are not wishing to reveal in their everyday life.
Could you explain, regarding forward and backward speech, how scientifically and how does the frequencies and the syntaxes come together that the words can form so clearly when it's in reverse?
The wind moving through the teeth, the little phraseology, it all goes together perfectly to create the word backwards that can be listen to the speech in reverse and can pick up phraseology that is very, very clear in forward speech. Often, children, when they are babies, begin to communicate in backward speech, and it sounds like baby talk in forward speech. But if you play it in backward speech, they're actually saying things like, "Hello, Daddy." They are actually communicating with each other in the backward speech, and it can be listened to and picked up what they are really saying.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to the next question. And Valerie in Livermore is asking a question for her friend Susie, who related to the question she asked last week, I believe, where she talked about her van life flickering with Morse code, and you had let her know that it was the husband of her friend who had passed 4 years ago. Her friend is named Susie, and this is Susie's question. Am I holding him back from moving on into the spiritual realm?
Give us a moment. He really cares for you, and he is staying around as somewhat of a protector. It has his own free will, and it is not you holding him back. It is his own will.
Thank you. In fact, if he's doing something with a high intent to serve someone like Susie, that actually could be looked on as a spiritual action on his part, yes?
Yes.
And so you don't have to go somewhere else to be in a spiritual realm. You can be even in 3D and hold a higher space of a spiritual realm. Is that true? Or can we say that?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You also might wish to study your Morse code and see if you could get something simple across to him.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he knew Morse code before he died, or if he could figure that out on the other side. But
we would say that he knew it before.
He knew it before. Okay. And we have a question here from Dave Farringer. And he's asking, you know, Dave, I just make a comment. You know, I've been avoiding asking your second question. And the reason I've been avoiding it is because it's like the opportunity here is kind of greater than just psychic information. And I asked myself, will Dave grow from that? Is there the potential for growth? And I said, I don't think so. I think it's just curiosity. And so when people are asking questions that I think they'll grow from, now maybe I'm wrong, maybe you would grow from it, but when I think they'll grow from it or it's important in resolving something really important, I put that question at the bottom of the list, and sometimes I say I just don't want to get around to it. Not because of anything personal with you, but just because it's kind of like a psychic type question. And I believe that what we're dealing with on our calls is it goes beyond psychic. It goes into personal evolution of each of us. And but in any case, I'll ask your first question, because that's exactly the right kind of question. And then maybe I'll ask the second question and see what comes up.
Go ahead and ask the second question.
We're getting an answer. Okay. My sister said that I made instruments in a past life. What was the name of the instrument I played, and are any of them left in existence that I can go see or play?
Thank you. We picture an instrument made of wood and wax to a high gloss, and that it had a sound that was very mellow, and that it wasn't the only time you made instruments, as you were making instruments back even into the Middle Ages, and we picture you being able to play and bring joy to others, and very different types depending upon where you were and the type of wood that was available, and that it is an expression of music that you wished to convey. It is something that you yourself can remember. The specific sounds of the stringed instrument that had different intonations, and the study of the formation of the instrument and the sound, in relation to the sound that it produced. You did not always do stringed instruments, as we see that there were some flute type or oboe type that you worked with for a while, but that the melodious string was something that intrigued you.
Thank you. Let me go to the second question, or his first question here, which is there anything that is right in front of me in terms of guidance from a higher source that I keep missing?
We take your question apart, and we see that in the life, in the physical body, there are many frequencies that are cut off from sensory perceptions that are still really available there, that a dog can hear much higher frequencies. There are perceptions that you miss from it, you, by miss, we mean that you have longing for that are not available within the third density, as they are beyond the hearing range, beyond the sight range of the individual. However, you, with your soul, can sense them. That is a clue.
You know, one time we did an exercise with a group of people on our call where I asked them to write things down, or no, to talk, and don't censor their speech. Don't worry. I asked them to say, what would your high self tell you if it could talk? And then they would start talking, and it was amazing how profound what came through them in terms of their own wisdom. And is that an exercise? And even if you don't do it in a group, you could do it on a piece of paper and say, what does my high self want to tell me? And start writing things down. But don't be self-conscious. Don't worry if it sounds dumb. And then read it later and see if there's anything that you can use in that.
That is a very good exercise. As wisdom can come through without censorship and can be very informative.
Mm-hmm. And it's a way to get to not miss things that are right in front of me. You could ask, what am I missing that is right in front of me? Tell me. And then start writing, you know, and fast and no censorship. Okay, let's do another question here. There's a person in our group who's asked me to ask this anonymously, and I'll just read it, and you'll probably pick up who it is. It seems I have an issue with entitlement, feeling entitled in life and interactions with others, as if I had a past life where I had power and ordered others around. Wynn seemed to agree. How can I work through this to eliminate my actions and treating people this way so that this issue of my feeling entitled goes away or I can eliminate it? Any insight will be appreciated and any action suggestions I can take regarding this.
Thank you. It is a pattern that extends beyond your conscious awareness. So, in your daily life, pick out instances where you see, oh, this is happening. I feel entitled here. And do not worry about dissolving the whole issue at one time. Just work with the little icebergs that extend through the top of the water. And just note it. Even just noting it will help to ease it. And if you miss the majority of it, do not worry. Eventually, you will see further below the water, and you will see more. Just work on it as it comes up little by little.
Thank you. In times when this person had their positions of power, they asked me to ask questions, and it was okay for me to follow through with the question. When they had a position of power, did they have a tendency to use their power benevolently or despotically?
It was just a part of what the job description and the raising the inheritance, the way the person was raised, the family expected entitlement, and it was learned, a learned response, and taught, a taught response. And sometimes we do not wish to classify it as despotic. We wish to classify it as a behavior of expectations.
Okay, just a trained assumed way over more than one lifetime.
Yes, and over the inheritance, the way that the family, but the expectations that the family had, the ruling family had expectations that were passed down.
Mm-hmm. Is the ruling family paying attention right now? On it from the other side?
No.
No, okay. All right. John Zborowski keeps asking this question, and I don't think I'm going to ask it because there's something left out here. You know, sometimes people ask a question where they assume something is true, and they don't give enough evidence that it's true. And John is talking about alternative reality timelines, and he believes that books like the Bible have changed to movies, to the human skeleton, to company logos have changed. In other words, he is implying that something that was created, for example, like the Bible, has changed, not because it was re-edited or somebody added something to it, but somebody, it would be as if somebody went back in time and changed the Bible, and now it's different now, okay? Because somebody went back in time. And I'm not sure that's possible. And
I do not see that.
Yeah. And so even the human skeleton has changed. I mean, yes, there's things changing all the time. It's part of the evolutionary process. And we do live in multiple timelines. And things can move from one timeline to another. And,
yes.
And when that happens, things change in the now. Not
we can give you an example of things changing in the now. Like, for instance, let's say somebody receives a burn, and in their reality, they start to take on the reality that their skin is burned. If they did not move into that reality that their skin was burned, if they stay back with the reality that it was not burned, then they won't move into the reality of the burn or the injury. And so they do have a different outcome.
Thank you. It's 7:56. And we're out of time, and we're about to go into Whole Plan of Healing. If anyone's on this line that hasn't checked out our Whole Plan of Healing, I recommend you do. People are getting a lot of benefit. And it's like 20 to 30 minutes of very bringing in the energy of the higher realms, creating intentions and planetary intentions. And it seems to be quite powerful and something that we can present to the public. And they don't have to know all the other stuff about what we do for people to have a positive experience. So in any case, Deb asked a question, and Helen in Virginia, and Valerie, I think, asked the question for herself, which I didn't ask. And we got through a lot of questions, though, okay. So, Don Herman, did I ask Don Herman's question? I can't remember. But in any case, Don, I don't think I did. Ask it again next week. And thank you all for being here. And we got 3 minutes to leave this call and go to Whole Planet Healing. Thank you to our sources. Do you have any final words before we cut off?
I'm out of chance.
Okay. All right. Be that way. Okay. Now, Heiz, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
I can't find. Oh, here we go. Here it is, I think. I was looking for the control panel. All right. Okay. I think. Where is. Oh, well. You're on the control panel. Could you stop the recording and shut this line down? Your conference
recording has stopped.
And Whole Planet Healing is... Just a moment. It is... 712 770-434-0501026, 501026. And if you ever need to remember it.
It's the wrong code.
It's the wrong code? Oh, yeah, right. Wrong code. Forget that code. Okay? 250-513, 250-513. Dial number 712-770-4340. And those numbers are always on WholePlanetHealing.com.